Good evening. Giving praises to our Savior, Jesus the Christ. To Bishop, First Lady, thank you for this opportunity to come and share with your people. To all of you that are here and to the ones that are listening in Facebook live streaming, thank you. As I began to think about when Bishop called, I thought to myself, well, I don't have enough time. But then I remembered that the word said, be ye ready at all times. So let us pray. Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, and we come to say thank you. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for everyone that's here. We thank you for everyone that's listening. We thank you that the word will go out and it will accomplish what it was sent to do. I thank you, Father, that it will not return to you void. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. You know, I've been jittery and nervous all day. That was from the enemy trying to get me all shook up. But you know, that energy was my anxious. I was anxious because I was ready to share what God has. Now, what I'm going to share with you tonight is nothing new. You heard it before. But you know, when I think about how Bishop taught some series of lessons and how he kept going over and over again, I found out that's the only way some of us are going to get it. Because for you to go in the classroom and hear that two and two is four the first time, by the time the kids go out and play and come back next week, they forgot it. So she got to tell them again. She got to tell them until it gets way down in your spirit. And that is when you know that you got it. And there have been things that Bishop have shared over the years, and you think you would forget it, but it got into my spirit. It got into my spirit. And the scriptures, and I've got a good many scriptures, so you can write down if you like. The first one is 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Colossians 2:10, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and power. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of the men. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, with that scripture, I want to talk to you briefly on the subject in him. In him, not anybody else, but in him, Jesus Christ, our Savior, God Almighty. And as we think back the last 3 weeks, Sister Lucy talked about sufficiency. Sister Landris talked about let your light shine. And Sister Loreen talked about love and forgiveness. And I said, okay, Lord, is in him going to fit in with those? But it doesn't matter. The word of God fits in everywhere. It fits in everywhere. And these scriptures are telling us that we are in him, and what we have in him is life. And I thought, I found this definition for the meaning of life. And one of them was just plain and simple, living. Life is living. But I've seen dead men walking. You know, I've seen them live, but they were still dead. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are dead. So when we talk about life and talk about the life that's in him, it says it's a quality that distinguish a vital and functional being from a dead body. Did you hear that? I mean, you may not get it the first time. I'm going to tell you again. It's a, when we talk about life, we go, this is a quality that's telling us if you're dead or if you're alive. So as a believer, my question to you, are you dead or you're alive? In him is life. In him is living. You know, I read a book. In that book, there was this man, and he was angry at God. He didn't want to forgive because he went on vacation and his baby girl, 5 years old, a man got her and took her away and killed her, and he brutally killed her. And somehow the story is about him meeting God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And he was in this place all by himself with them. It was beautiful because that's the way paradise would be. It was flowers everywhere. Jesus was there. And the one scene that I want to tell you about is that Jesus had been with him and they was talking and he's still bitter, but he's there and he can't go anywhere else and he's bitter, but he's beginning to see the beauty of the Trinity. And they are out on a beautiful lake and Jesus walked on the water. And he caught Mackenzie's hand, and they began to walk on water together. And later on, he was by himself, and he decided he was going to walk on the water. And as soon as he stepped in, he went down. And Jesus appeared and said, "You can't do it without me." Hallelujah. In him, we have, did you hear what 2 Peter said? 2 Peter 1:3, I believe, through his divine power, he has given us everything that we need. Everything that we need. I love that verse. Because so many of us as Christians, we are so far behind because we had not been taught the word. And as you've heard me say before, we are swimming now, but we ought to be backstroking. But we're getting there because we are a peculiar kind of people. And I thank God that he's bringing us out of darkness into the marvelous light. In him, glory be to God.